Chapter 51. They are tired. Tired to the marrow of their bones. Jan Polis Larue watched the lethargy of his burghers as they off-saddled and hobbled their horses. They are tired with 3 years of running and fighting, sick-tired in the certain knowledge of defeat, exhausted with grief for the men they have buried, with grief also for the children and the women with them in the camps. They are wearied by the sight of burned homes scattered about with the bones of their flocks. "Perhaps it is finished," he thought, and lifted the battered old Tarai from his head. "Perhaps we should admit that it is finished, and go into them." He wiped his face with his scarf, and the cloth came away, discoloured with the grease of his sweat and the dust of the dry land. He folded the scarf into the pocket of his coat, and looked at the fire-blackened ruins of the homestead on the bluff above the river. The fire had spread into the gum trees, and the leaves were sere and yellow and dead. "No," he said aloud, "it is not finished, not until we try for this last time." And he moved towards the nearest group of his men. "Ya, any, how goes it?" he asked. "Not too bad, Umpol." The boy was very thin, but then all of them were very thin. He had spread his saddle blanket in the grass and lay upon it. "Chut," Jan Polis nodded and squatted beside him. He took out his pipe and sucked on it. There was still the taste of tobacco from the empty bowl. "Will you take a full, Umpol?" One of the others sat up and proffered a pouch of springbok skin. Near, donkey." He looked away from the pouch, shutting out the temptation. "Keep it for a smoke when we cross the Vaal. Or when we ride into Cape Town," joked Henny, and Jan Polis smiled at him. Cape Town was 1,000 miles south of them, but that was where they were going. "Ya, keep it for Cape Town," he agreed, and the smile on his face turned bitter. Bullets and disease had left him with 600 ragged men on horses half dead with exhaustion to conquer a province the size of France. But it was the last try. He started to speak then. "Already Janni Smuts is into the Cape with a big commando. Pretorius also has crossed the Orange. Dalaray and De Wet will follow. And Zietzmann is waiting for us to join him on the Vaal River. This time the Cape burghers must rise with us. This time..." He spoke slowly, leaning forward with his elbows on his knees, a gaunt giant of a man with his unkempt ginger beard wiry with dust and streaked about the mouth with yellowish grey. The cuffs of his sleeves were stained with the discharge from the felt sores on his wrists. Men came across from the other groups and squatted in a circle about him to listen and take comfort. "Henny, bring my Bible from the saddlebag. We will read a little from the book." The sun was setting when he closed the book and looked around at them. An hour had gone in prayer that might more profitably have been spent in rest. But when he looked at their faces, he knew the time had not been wasted. "Sleep now, girls. We will upsaddle early tomorrow." "If they do not come in the night," he qualified himself silently. But he could not sleep. He sat propped against his saddle and for the 100th time reread the letter from Henrietta. It was dated 4 months earlier, had taken 6 weeks to reach him along the chain of spies and commandos which carried their mail. Henrietta was sick with dysentery, and both the younger children, Stephanus and baby Polis, were dead from the Vitsiakiel. The concentration camp was ravaged by this disease, and she feared for the safety of the older children. The light had failed, so he could not read further. He sat with the letter in his hands. "With such a price as we have paid, surely we could have won something. Perhaps there is still a chance. Perhaps." "Upsaddle, upsaddle, Khaki is coming," the warning was shouted from the ridge across the river, where he had placed his pickets. It carried clearly in the still evening. "Upsaddle, Khaki is coming," the cry was taken up around the camp. Jan Polis leaned over and shook the boy beside him, who was too deep in exhaustion to have heard.
"Wake up, Henny. We must run again."
5 minutes later, he led his commando over the ridge and southward into the night.